Hello, I'm Cassie, and I'm reporting on the news. That's how people
say. And I'm recording on the news.
Reporting on the news.
Oh, reporting. Yes.
That girl has butt sweat.
There's a girl with butt sweat?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to look.
I can't see it.
Is it in the crack?
No, it's lower back, like, into the crack.
Oh, okay.
Are you recording right now?
I am, but I'll cut this part out if you want.
No, it's fine.
I usually just start it because I've made the mistake in the past and in the present of, like, I start it too late and I miss all, you know, stuff that I'm like, I should have just been recording that. Why not?
That's what you say about whenever Ian and Alec come over.
Yeah.
You all should just start recording the second they come over.
Exactly. So, hey, everybody. We started recording already.
Hello.
You may have noticed I have a guest.
Poonmaster Flex!
Poonmaster Flex is here. And we're recording in the car. We're going down to Denver.
Well, some of
see if I can't find. Yeah. And I was like, we've been doing a lot of driving around to shit lately. And so I was like, you know, when I record these things, it seems to go faster.
It's already going faster.
We've
driven like 20 feet.
We haven't really gone anywhere.
Super fast light speed.
I mean, we're like at the stoplight waiting to leave the gas station closest to our house. Yeah, and you were kind of like, don't you think it'll be faster just because there's somebody else with you? And I was like, this seems like a minefield right now.
What?
I thought you were kind of asking me, like, won't my company make the ride fly by?
No, I just meant anybody's company. I think Cicely's presence in the car. No, that'd make it longer because she'd be whining.
Yeah, she does not like driving.
No.
Or being driven.
No.
She's not a very driven. Oh, my God. What is this shit?
I know. This traffic is horrible.
Oh, why you're going to be so that person traffic?
Kind of blocking the intersection.
It's okay because there's nowhere to go across-wise unless you're going into one driveway.
The person is way worse behind you.
Yeah.
It's blocking. I hate when people do that.
We're never going to get out of here.
Never, ever.
I should have gone the other way. I usually do. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to a show. We were just talking about how someone was telling me, and you confirmed, that, like, a coffee place, and then Starbucks has, like, 30-ounce coffee.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a lot of coffee. Like, I like coffee quite a bit, and I think I have a pretty good tolerance for coffee, but that sounds like too much to me.
Yeah. I don't know how you would consume it, because, one, if it's hot, it's going to get cold before you can consume the whole thing, and if it's iced, then it's going to get watery and gross.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, why would you want to taste that much of that liquid? Like, I'm cool with a 16-ounce of anything and more than that. I'm like, I'm tired of this.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you get tall boy beers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you do that, you got to be prepared to, you know, the drinking of this beer is a task. It's not a, there's no fucking around. You got to drink this beer because you know if you drink it casually, it's going to get cold or warm before you want it to. So it's a little like, you know, we got tall boys for the, we went to a concert, but it's like, because you know you're going to be drinking. Like, you plan to slam it down and
well,
be done
and
with
it. Well, it was just you and me, because I could only do it because I was DD.
This
do you want to tell everybody how many beers were polished off by four people in a, what, 3-hour period?
Well, this is kind of the subject of rumor and hearsay, because it's hard to know exactly, because I'm not sure if we fit. Okay, so we went to a concert at the Botanic Garden, which is like, I think when we got there, based on the crowd, it looks sort of like a little classier event than I'm used to, concert-wise.
Yeah, the people in front of us had those wine, like, stick
Yeah,
things.
That you stick in the yard
yeah,
so then
so
it holds your wine glass.
Yeah, wine.
They had wine in a glass, cheese. Let me put it that way. And going to the show, I think all of us, I mean, I know for me, I was like, are they... They're seriously going to let us just bring in, it's BYOB or liquor or whatever.
But
like,
that
just seemed like a bad idea to me.
It's a weird mix, because like a Lucero crowd, I'd be like, are you sure you want to open that door to like however much you can carry?
Right.
That's cool. But also it was at the Botanic Gardens, which is a little bit classier venue.
Yeah.
So maybe people felt obligated to not go too crazy.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It was kind of a matter, right, which you don't know until you get there, of is the crowd going to conform to the show, or is the show going to conform to the crowd, you know, or the venue?
Yeah.
Like, what's going to happen? So we went to the liquor store, And we bought, was that a 20-pack?
Yes.
Someone got a 20-pack. Someone else got a 6-pack. You and I got a tall boy each. Mm-hmm. And then there was also some Fireball.
Yes, and then there was also some beers or margaritas had at a restaurant.
Oh, that's
prior.
Right. Yes, we had some drinks before. Then we went and bought all this, put it all in a backpack.
Yes.
I think all. Maybe there was one or two left.
No, I'm pretty sure it was all. Because someone else in our group had
that's
a backpack
right.
and they took a couple.
That's right.
So
we slammed this all in a backpack, and then we're walking in, and they were doing, like, random bag check, and it was so funny, because they checked this fucking guy's bag in front of me. He had a lunch cooler, like, you know, for a single person's lunch that maximum had five drinks in it.
Well, and I had a bag with a picnic blanket and food, and when they stopped him, I was like, oh, should I stop? And you were like, nope, random bag check, go on.
Just keep
like,
going. Yeah,
I don't
keep
want
it
them
moving.
To look in my bag.
Yeah, because I was like, if we stop, that makes it seem like we're doing something we're not supposed to. Because I wasn't sure. It specifically said beer and wine was fine. It didn't mention hard liquor either way. Which, now that we went, I understand why, because I think the typical crowd for that does not... wouldn't ask that question.
Vodka!
Yeah, they're not like, oh, well, we need to bring an entire bottle of Fireball with us. It was like this. They have the Civic Center in town, and you can buy, like, a season pass. So sometimes you go to an occasional thing there, and you're like, okay, that person, it's like a game. Spot the season passers.
Yeah.
This guy is a season passer. He has no interest in fucking George Carlin. He is just like... Well, we just buy a season pass and go to all the stuff. And
right.
Then, you know,
and then if we leave 10 minutes in, no big deal.
Yeah, there's always a minor exodus about 10 or 15 minutes into something.
That was happening after the opening band.
Yeah, there was some opening band that I didn't listen to at all.
No, and I was making fun of them because I thought that they were just concert goers. And was like, why are you wearing these fancy clothes? And then they were the two lead singers.
Yeah, and then they got up on stage.
Like, oh, this makes way more sense.
All right, that's your get on stage. What would you, if you were in a band, what would you wear on stage?
A romper so I can romp. Oh. That girl was wearing a romper.
You're like, we're going to romp this town.
I'm going to
romp
right now.
We're
going to romp
this town. Romp it inside. I'm going to romp it inside out.
Yes.
I'm going to romp the shit out of it. That's fair. I think I would just wear, I think I would buy a bunch of the same thing, you know, like the exact same t-shirt, jeans, and shoes, and hat, and wear the exact same thing. I mean,
a new idea, because it seems like your wardrobe currently conforms to that plan.
I mean, it's similar. There's not a lot of variation.
Oh, yeah, because we were looking at buying you a shirt, and I was like, which one do you want? And you were like, oh, because I need another black shirt.
Yeah, I really... That's the last thing I need is another black shirt, although I'm wearing a new black shirt. Alec came and visited me at work and was making fun of me because I was wearing, like, a cardigan sweater. And I was like, fuck you, this is what I wear at work.
It's like, just so unlike you.
I know, but it is like me, and here's why. I can wear basically anything, and then you throw a cardigan on top, and you're like, look at this librarian.
Classy librarian.
Yeah, and so it's like I don't have to... You know, I can wear my same shitty shoes, my same shitty pants with a hole in the crotch, whatever t-shirt, and then you throw a cardigan on top, and it's like, consummate professional. Look at this guy. He must have a degree in library science that's not hanging above the toilet in his bathroom.
He respects the profession.
Yeah, he clearly has a lot of ethical concerns and probably has strong opinions on Dewey Decimal versus Library of Congress. So we went in the concert. And I think we drank everything.
Yes.
Not all the Fireball.
I think one beer was left.
There was one beer in my backpack still when we, the next morning.
Yes.
Or that night, or no, the next morning. Because I was unpacking everything and
was like. Well, because there were three as we were leaving the gardens, and then two people were like, oh, I'll take one.
Yeah. They lightened the load for me, as it were. Yeah. So it was a lot of beer. I kind of surprised myself because I wasn't really planning to drink that much. But I think that, you know what part of the danger was? That's the first Lucero show I've been to where you could sit down or where you were really supposed to sit down. Like, they had a thing of you could only have a chair that was so tall and they were
measuring
chairs.
Yeah.
Like, I think you could only have those chairs that are basically like you're sitting on the ground.
Right,
or
those
gives you
stadium
pal
things.
Yeah, so, like, I think that those, you couldn't really have, like, a lawn chair.
No.
Which is, I mean, that's the level of I couldn't believe they were like, you can only have a chair this tall, but bring in as much alcohol as you can carry. Like, we were joking about getting a mini keg. You know, they have, like, I don't know, Rolling Rock or something in mini kegs at the liquor store. We 100% could have done that.
Yeah, I don't think anyone.
I don't think.
And we were towards the
this.
Back too, so it's not like anyone would have seen or said anything.
I know, and I was wondering, you know, are people going to be like, "Look at these classless weirdos"?
Yeah, sitting behind the people with the wine steaks.
They had wine steaks, and you know, our picnic was mine was nachos, you know, like
nachos,
nice
burritos.
Nachos, but yeah, burritos, all that shit. They brought a cutting board
with
like sausage
cheese.
And cheese and crackers. And
yeah.
Like, I mean, it was a picnic. They brought a picnic. We brought a bag of shit.
Oh, and I think that their picnic basket matched their picnic blanket.
Oh, 100%. That is a set that they got at their wedding. That is totally.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I just felt seeing them and seeing us, it was like, well, these are the two.
They were nice,
here.
Though. I was, like,
yeah, they didn't,
watching because we were super close to their space.
We were. Everyone
and I figured they would glare
in.
At us, like, who are these yahoos? But they were nice and had a good time.
Yeah. I think part of it is, like, well, you know, I did feel like we probably did talk through the entire opener.
Meh.
But I feel like when we go to a Lucero show, you know, there's a level of infectious good time going on. I get pretty excited. I had to run down to the front of the stage at
yes,
one point.
Yes, Peter got so excited. I don't know if anyone listening has ever been to a show with Peter, but he gets pretty pumped and will, like, kind of do this little jig dance around and throw one of his hands up in the air and waggle his finger and his arm around. So there was this, like,
that makes
concrete,
it sound real sassy.
It's what you do, though. Like, that's the way to describe it. And then you usually have a beer in the other hand, and that's, like, shaking and jiggling around.
Yeah.
And so the stage was, like, at the bottom of this.
It's kind of in a pit.
Yeah. And then they had these concrete, like, walkway channel things. So Peter, whenever Lucero's been playing a couple songs, and then he was like, whenever they play a rockin' song, I'm gonna grab two beers and go running down there.
Yep.
And then they started, and you were like, well, see ya, and you grab a beer and go sprinting down.
Yeah.
Doing this, like, arm waving stuff. And we're all just sitting at the top of this hill, and we see the security guard see Peter coming, slowly shift into his path, and like, no, this guy's not coming
okay,
down here.
Because
it looked like you were beelining for the stage. Like, the stairs
were
right
there. Oh, like
I was going
to jump on stage.
Yeah,
and take
I mean,
over
like,
the
that's how you would go up to the stage. And then we see Peter, like, you can't hear him because we're too far away, but we just see him gesturing, like, no, I'm going around. Like, I'll follow the instructions, but I want to get down there. And the security guard's just like, no, buddy, it's not happening. And then all was resolved. And then Nicanor went down later and had no issue getting to where he wanted to be.
That's like the classic Nicanor story is like he's doing something and no one hassles him. I don't know how he gets through life that way, but he just does. He's got like a
cool
magic
cucumber.
He is, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think you probably, because I saw Doug posted a video of me running down to the thing.
Oh, perfect.
So, like, my memory of it was a little different than how it looked on video.
It was pretty funny to watch.
Because my memory of it was I was hustling down, you know, but
no,
not, like,
not how it
whatever.
Looked.
And then I get down to the bottom, and the guy's like, you can't go this way. And I was like, are you serious? And he's like, yeah, because there's a bunch of other, not a bunch, but there's a couple
a
dozen people
crowd.
Standing in front
yeah.
of the stage. And I was like, why can't I go? You know what I mean?
Why can't I join the fun?
Yeah, and so then he was, I think what happened is I was obviously drunk, and he was telling me, like, you can't go this way, but you can go to the front, you just have to go on the grass.
Right.
Because as soon as I start turning towards the grass, I see that people there are, like, pulling their legs in and stuff so I can walk by, which I was like, either they've done this 15 times already and completely regret sitting right where they are, or there's some of that and some of they saw this drunken yahoo coming down to the stage and they're like, let's give him a little extra berth here to make some space
fall on our precious
yeah
picnic.
Basically so he doesn't smash our wine glass and get stabbed. This is the other thing that I thought was crazy. So the people in front of us have this, like, wine and cheese thing going on. They brought a fucking knife.
Oh, I didn't
never
notice.
Been to a show where they would be like, sure. Well, yeah, a knife, you're going to need it. Yeah, that's reasonable. I have never been in my life to a show where that was possible.
It was like a knife, not just like a cheese knife.
Yeah, because they had to cut that sausage and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't like they brought like a fucking butcher's knife or something like Jason. But it was a knife. It was a knife that they certainly would not let you bring on an airplane.
Yeah, but if you're permitting like full picnic baskets, I mean, what can you do?
I know. Well, and if I saw them, I'd see their wine glass holder and just be like, eh, they're fine. I mean, the person who brings a knife to something like that is not the person who's going to stab someone because it hasn't even occurred to them that maybe you shouldn't bring that because they're going to be like, hey, you can't bring that to a rock and roll jam concert.
Right. Like, you will have a matching picnic box and blanket. You're clearly not someone to worry
about. That's fine. We're not going to be concerned. So then I see the video of me running down to the stage, and I was like, well, first of all, it looks like all my... I look like, you know how they have those decorative skeletons for Halloween
that
have, like,
do.
Rivets? And they're just all jangling around.
That's exactly what... That's a perfect way to describe how you look when you're running.
Yeah, it's like my bones and joints don't work right anymore, and I'm just, like, hauling ass down there. And then I get down to the stage, or get down to where the security guy... And you can see in the video, the security guy, like, assessing the situation, sees me coming, and is, like, stepping into my path.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, no fucking way.
Well, and you're, like, making these, like, very exaggerated gestures. Like, I'm going to go around. Like, I promise I'm not here to cause trouble. I just want to get around into the front of the stage.
I'm, like, extending my arm out, like, around him, almost like I'm trying to hug him.
Yeah.
To gesture, like, I want to go this way.
Yeah.
Well, and I just wondered, too... at that venue, it seems like they're not real used to having rowdy crowds at all. Not that this crowd was particularly
rowdy. No, they weren't.
But it seemed like people were well behaved. There's no fights or anything like that. But it seemed like the most that security force does is they kind of have to bring the band right through where everyone's sitting. So it seems like they just have to keep that a clear path. And other than that, they're like, here
that
we go.
That was the cool thing about it, because the band walked back and forth multiple times. And then whenever you were hanging
out
by the merch table and like the bathrooms, they were walking around. And the security didn't seem like obnoxiously protective, like give them a huge like area to walk through.
No.
They were just like, hey, band's coming through, like move
just
over
let
a
them
bit.
Through, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was.
I had a good time. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to see them again in like 2 weeks.
We are.
So that's exciting.
At also a small venue.
Yeah, at the Aggie. Now that one I think will be a little crazier.
I agree.
I have a suspicion.
I would expect the same.
I'm very suspicious that that'll be crazier. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I get like, I do know what it is. Just kidding. You get 9 beers in me and I'm seeing my favorite band and turns out I get a little loose. I guess it's good. Like, I don't feel like it's unpleasant. Maybe a little obnoxious, but other than that.
No, it was really fun. Like, I think the whole flow of it was fun.
Well, you know, something I found about concerts, too, is I found, like, I don't want to say that I have to drink to enjoy a concert, because I don't think that's true.
No.
But if I don't have a drink and I'm at a concert, I am way more likely to be annoyed by somebody else.
Yeah.
Because I just will find them obnoxious.
There was a guy next to you whenever you got up next to the stage who was screaming. And I was really thankful I wasn't down with you that whole time.
Yeah.
Because he would have driven me insane.
See, and that's the thing is, like, if you've had 9 drinks, you don't really care.
You kind of get tunnel vision.
Totally. Yeah, and you don't really care. And then the downside is, you know, you spend the next day thinking, like, huh. I remember thinking the next day, like, hey, wait a minute. They didn't play this song. And then I was like, no, wait. Yes, they did. They definitely did. Just kidding. Because I was like, I don't think they played The War. They always play The War.
They totally did.
The War. Yeah. And then I remembered completely.
Yeah. You and Doug talked about it.
Yeah.
After even.
Well, that I don't remember.
You just chatted.
The part after the concert is a little hazier for me. as far as, like, I remember we walked away. We walked to Voodoo Donut.
Do you remember farting on me?
I remember farting on you when you were buying the donuts, I think.
Yes.
And you were not happy about that.
No.
Also, Doug got a cock and balls donut with my name on it.
Yeah.
Which wasn't amusing to you.
No.
As amusing as it was to the rest of us.
Yeah.
He was like, yesterday I was talking to him, and he was saying, you know, that donut, turns out I got into a lot more than I thought. He's like, that was a 3-day, you know, eating
yeah.
experience.
Yes.
He's like, I didn't really realize how big it was. And he's like, also, I didn't know the balls were full of cream.
Oh, God, of course they are.
Yeah.
That's gross.
He was like, it was really, you know, he's like, somebody out there who invented that donut is having a real laugh.
Yeah.
You know, like, I is probably real pleased with themselves that they came up with this chocolate penis donut with cream-filled balls.
God, that's disgusting.
It's kind of great, though.
I mean, it's, like, real clever, but I don't like cream-filled anyway, and then it being balls, ugh.
Now, here's the one thing I think they should do if they're listening, because they have another donut that's just, it's a big raised, there's an electric truck going by, and it has a guy, like a cowboy, riding a lightning bolt, but it kind of just looks like his dick.
Yeah. Sorry.
He's like real
it's like a rodeo clown, like a
50s
style drawing.
It would be a lot funnier if it was weird. Just like his pants unzipped and a lightning bolt coming out. I think they need to make, so they have this big raised donut, and it's like the size of a sewer lid, like it's huge. I think, and it's called the Texas. I think they need to make the hole in that donut look like an asshole. Like if it was pink or brown and it was puckered, I think that would be better.
Yeah.
Like if it was the Texas donut, but the center is like
a cream
brown
filled with
starfish
chocolate.
Thing. Yeah, with chocolate cream in the middle.
Yeah,
just so like, or if they stuffed a donut hole in it, basically.
Oh, yeah.
That was like that. I think that would really complete.
I mean, yeah, if you're going to do that to the cock and balls one, then why not just do it to that, too?
That's what I'm saying. Like, the cock and balls is very elaborate, or the voodoo donut is like a voodoo doll.
Right, with
the jelly in the middle.
Stick
and, yeah.
Stabbing it.
Yeah, and it's like, the Texas kind of just seems like, well, it's really big, but that's about it.
I mean, what more can you say about something Texas-themed?
That's true. Oh, man.
Traffic.
I hate being on the highway and you're going 20 miles an hour. Like, that infuriates me. I'd almost rather be stopped because I'm just like, we could be going 55 right now.
I get more mad when we're stopped. Like,
three
when we were on the way to Glenwood. That was horrible.
Yeah.
I think that's the worst traffic I've ever been in. Like, even worse than when we were in LA. I don't think LA traffic was nearly that bad.
I think LA traffic was horrible, but it's just like, you know it.
Right.
There's no part of me that thinks maybe we'll get there and there won't be traffic.
I also didn't feel like it was just stopped. Like, there's just a bunch of stop signs and there's a lot of people and you're just going really slow.
Yeah. But, yeah, we weren't really fully stopped on the highway a lot or anything. It's just you're going 25 on the highway for 5 miles.
Yeah.
It's like everything in L.A. was less than 10 miles away and took 40 minutes to get to.
I know.
I mean, it was insane.
I saw a bunch of people at the top of the Griffith Observatory for the eclipse and was just refilled with hatred.
We had two abortive attempts. So we went to the Griffith Observatory in Griffith Park for like an astronomy thing. And we went there the night we got into L.A. or the day.
For, like, a nature walk.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to do that on, like, a Thursday? Who does that?
The park is completely full. And, like, we basically were just in a traffic jam that goes up to the observatory and then back down.
Yeah.
And as we're going up, it seemed like it was closed off. Like,
yeah.
We couldn't even go. So then we just left.
No, it's
and we're
just
like,
that popular.
All right, we'll just come back later.
Well, because there was a guy driving around in, like, a Dodge Charger convertible with, like, I don't know, rap music playing. I was like, there's no way this kid is here for a nature walk.
No, he was, like, cruising.
Yeah.
And being like, check out my system, check out my jams. And it was like, all right, that's not really something that's not the behavior of, like, okay, now that everyone has seen my system bumping, I'm going to head to a nature walk.
No.
And so we went back, like, 2 days later. for the same thing. Same shit. Because we were like, all right, maybe there's like some, they're shooting something up there or something.
I still think Neil deGrasse Tyson is to blame.
Yeah, Cassie, something I enjoy about you is you have this real love-hate relationship with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He's just so smart and it's too much and he goes too fast. And it's just like, oh, la-di-da, super smart science stuff. Everyone follow along with me. And I'm like, no, you've got to dumb it down. Got to
make it dumber for everyone. Well, and also, it's like, whenever he talks about something, you're sort of, like, in disbelief of him. Like, skeptical. Because you're just like, oh, fuck him. He doesn't know. How does he know? How
does he know how hot the sun is?
Yeah, right.
Well, maybe not the temperature of the sun. Maybe. I don't know. Do we even have things that can scale that?
I don't know. I don't know how they know these things.
It's impossible to know.
It seems like they have ways to know, but it also seems like those ways are completely untested, right? Like,
right?
How would we know? What if the sun is twice as hot as we think?
Yeah.
How would we ever know? I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I mean, clearly it's pretty darn hot because that guy who had the telescope and the eclipse glasses.
Oh, yeah. With the holes burned in them because he had put them, and it was like a magnifying glass on his fucking eclipse glasses.
Yeah, it was just a mirrored telescope. And
what did you, I talked about it on the last one, but what did you think of the eclipse? How was it for you?
I think it would have been cool to see totality.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't get quite as dark as what I thought it would. Because we were in what, like 96% coverage?
It wasn't really dark, though.
No.
It's kind of like if it's hazy or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I don't know. It was cool, though, because it was, like, it was just off. Like, it got still, and the sky was the wrong color, like, slightly, I don't know. You could just sense it was off.
Yeah.
Well, and then people are worried about, you know, their animals and stuff, which I'm sure you vented about.
I don't know if I did or not.
I don't know. If I, as a, like, human being can see, like, the sky color is a little off. I think that animals could also sense that sort of thing and would just know.
Yeah, there was, like, this thing going around of people, I guess some article or somebody was warning people to keep their pets inside because what if they look at the sun and blind themselves?
Someone from CSU's, like, horticulture animal studies area was saying the same thing.
And then someone from NASA was on there and was like, listen, assholes, like, animals have a built-in thing where they don't look at the sun just like humans do.
Right.
If you've noticed, I don't know if anyone has a dog or a cat that's gone blind from looking at the sun on a normal day, but that there's nothing that's going to keep them from, you know what I mean?
Right.
If anything, I think they'd be less likely to look at the sun than a human. Because I don't think that an animal is going to be like, the quality of light is strange. I'm going to look up at the sun and see if what's going on.
Like, I don't think their curiosity is like that.
Well, I don't think their cause and effect is that strong.
Yeah.
To be like, And if it was hazy and I didn't know why it was hazy, I don't know if I would look up at the sun. Honestly. I think I would just be like, it's hazy today. Fuck it. If it was totally dark, if I was in the totality and it got actually dark, I would probably look up at the sun and be like, what the fuck is going on?
Where did you go, sun?
Yeah, like, why is this happening? But, you know, I don't know. Everyone was worried, too, that, like, animals were going to freak out or something. And I was like, listen, I think that, like, a washing machine is probably more frightening to a dog than, like, darkness in the middle
vacuum.
Of the day for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, what? I bet most animals didn't know that. I haven't heard any stories of, like, and then the dog ripped its owner's throat out because the eclipse happened. I think, I don't know. Oh, you better shade all your flowers because what if they come to life because they're an alien, like in Little Shop of Horrors? I mean, give me a fucking break. It's just, it blows my mind that it's 2017 and everyone is so stupid. Like, or that these are the things that people are worried about. Like, wouldn't that be like, hey, make sure to keep your baby indoors during the eclipse, because what if your baby looks at the sun? And it's like, babies don't look at the fucking sun.
No.
They don't know that the sun is what causes the light. They don't know that. They just, if they look at the sun, they close their eyes. That's it. That's all there is to it. I mean, I would feel sympathy for a cat that was so dumb that it stared at the sun and was blinded. I'd feel bad for that cat, but I'd be like, I mean, if they were stupid enough to do that, they were probably going to be blinded some other way eventually.
Right.
Like, they also ate a battery, so What are you going to do?
I mean, like, something was going to happen to that cat eventually.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know...
natural selection is still in progress.
Yeah, it's like a high school student, like a really smart high school student drops acid one time. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think that's going to turn him into a moron or something like that. No. Maybe, but I doubt it. I sincerely doubt it. Do you want to career counsel me?
Oh, I haven't looked
about my career
some
a little
stuff.
Bit. Oh, you're supposed to be my career counselor.
I know, but I have a 4.5-day weekend, so I was going to do some looking then.
All right, fine. Do you just want to pull something out of the air? Just be like, here's what you should be.
I mean, you and I were talking about marketing and PR kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Creative directoring.
Creative directoring.
So do you have such a good idea of how the post office can improve?
Oh, yeah. She was saying a good exercise for a marketing class would be they should have to create ad campaigns for the post office,
right.
Which I agree is a good idea because it's kind of a struggling business that's also pretty boring. But
and then you tacked on DMV as another one.
Yeah, I was like DMV's in the same boat.
Yeah.
But then I came up with one for the post office, which is just it's a plain black and white poster, and it's in, like, you know, Times New Roman font, bold, and it just says, "We'll ship drugs now," and then at the bottom in red going across, it says, "Fuck it." And that's their campaign. They're just like, "We do not care about shipping drugs anymore. Like, we're not going to have a dog sniff these packages because we had to fire the dog. He lost his job."
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's on unemployment. They have a maybe they do another poster and it's him at home, the dog, like a German Shepherd sitting on the couch with a beer.
Oh,
and he's got a beer
like
belly.
Oh, maybe it's like the Peyton Manning commercials where he's just wandering around the grocery store like, what do I do on Sundays?
Yeah, or since it's a dog, he's at the fucking dog park watching the dogs play and he's just like, eh, you know, I don't get this. Someone throws him
what
a ball
is
and is like, fetch it. And he's like, why? Does that put someone in jail? Because that's what I'm used to. Yeah, and he just has nothing to do.
Yeah.
And so then, that was my idea for the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really less an ad campaign and more a complete change in policy.
But it'd be a great way to announce such a change.
Yeah. We ship drugs now. Fuck it.
You need to be pretty... Because, yeah, I mean, if the post office now is like, we have a policy change, who is going to pay attention to that? But if it's a poster that says, fuck it, on it, I'd pay attention.
Well, I think if they just shipped drugs for free... And not for free, but like they shipped drugs consequence free.
Okay.
That it would be fine. You know what I mean? That I think that would up their business quite a little bit. Because all you'd have to do is send someone an email that's like, hey, send me some drugs. And you're like, okay. And you don't have to fucking, you know, drive it across country or whatever. You don't have to take it on like a goddamn sailboat under the radar or whatever. Make a submarine? I don't know how they ship drugs at all.
I don't either, but I don't know how you would make it cross-country in a submarine.
Well, yeah. You'd have to go around. You could only deliver to ocean states.
Yeah. Colorado's out of luck.
Yeah,
man.
Colorado.
That's why we legalized pot.
That's right. The submarine can't get here.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to get drugs? Idiots. Do you think that, like, other drugs will ever be legal in our lifetime? Cocaine, heroin.
No,
these
I really
things.
Don't.
Do you think they'll ever be, like, decriminalized, though? Like, possession won't be a thing?
I don't know. I just think, like, a cocaine and a heroin are hard drugs.
Sure.
And have some scary consequences and way more addictive and all that stuff. So I think they're probably going to stay the same.
Ecstasy?
Maybe not as much. I don't know.
Mm.
Do people just, like, do ecstasy? Like, or is that just... Because
like
people
anymore.
Do it at parties.
I have no idea.
And, like, raves and stuff. But are you just like, I'm going to, like, be at home and pop some ecstasy? Like, I don't know what other occasion would call for that than a rave.
I don't know either. I saw a news story about... It was, like, in Europe. They did a drug bust, and it was a bunch of ecstasy pills shaped like Donald Trump. And it was like, you know, club
Forget
kids saved from these Donald Trump ecstasy pills. And I was like, you guys are really stretching to blame this one on Trump. Like, come on.
Yeah, I don't
think
know.
He actually made those. and I don't think anyone else does. It's just like, are you just trying to up the number of comments you get on your article by having
probably
the name Trump?
Probably. If you just throw his name in anywhere, people click on it.
Yeah, like, since when do I care about a drug bust that happens in fucking, you know, Great Britain? I do not care about that. At all. Especially an ecstasy bust. Like, I don't know. Unless there's a really cool picture and you're just like, holy shit, there's like bales of ecstasy.
Yeah, that's the only time I care about a drug bust.
Get that much pills in a room.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just the visual. Like, I don't know how many, like, pounds of cocaine is that big. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I want to see a cop making a snow angel in a pile of cocaine. Then I'm impressed. That is interesting. But when you're just like, oh, here's a baggie of pills, I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool. What are those? Those gay pills that I take that help my shits be solid? Great. Big fucking deal. I always wondered, too, because for a while I was traveling with, like, Metamucil pills and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in a prescription bottle because I just had one left over from...
Oh, so you just put them in there?
Yeah. No one ever gave me a hard time. It's just like, I guess no one cares about prescription pills, do they?
No,
I
don't
feel
like...
whatever.
Can you, like, search that also?
I don't know, and I guess they would never know what's
right,
what.
Like, right? I don't know what this pill's supposed to look like.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Maybe I'll get hooked on pills. Maybe that's the way to go.
You're going to get hooked
on
pills?
Solve my problems. Yeah.
I mean, you've said before that you don't have an addictive personality.
I don't think I do.
I don't think you do either.
The only thing that I've really enjoyed, like, mind-altering-wise, is drinking. Like, I've never had a good time with weed.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the only drug I've had.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not fun. Well, no, I've had, like, painkillers from tooth removals and shit.
Yeah, like a Vicodin or something.
Yeah.
Can I share? I don't think I've told you this before. So I really like House, and I'm converting Peter to slowly really like House.
Yeah.
And my dad really likes House.
Yeah.
And House is hooked on Vicodin, and my dad had a root canal, and he got some painkillers, and so he texted me, and he was like, guess what I got for my root canal? I was like, what, Dad? He was like, Vicodin, and he was so excited, and I was just like, I mean, you're not going to get hooked on these, right? But he just, like, had a small, like, connection to House and was so pumped about it. It was cute.
I'm like Dr. House now.
Yeah.
He's playing House.
Good one.
Thank you. Yeah, I never really enjoyed, like, pain pills, though. Like, they didn't... I felt no different. Maybe it was too small of a dose or something.
I don't know, because I hear most people, like, one pill is enough or too much. Like, I've never heard of it being...
Yeah.
Especially for, like, tooth stuff, dental work.
Yeah, I haven't heard. And, you know, I didn't but I think I had two times I had my wisdom teeth out and something else where they gave me pain pills and I didn't even finish them because I was just like, not into this. Like, it just, I wasn't feeling pain and I wasn't feeling like that was making any difference,
right,
and it was giving me heartburn.
So why would I take it?
Yeah, I just was like, I'm getting heartburn, so I'll stop taking these. Whatever. But yeah, it's like disappointing to me.
I'm getting this sense, and I think that's fascinating.
Well, yeah, I wish that, like, weed or pain pills or something, like, I don't know. You know what the one thing that does totally work for me is being put under with anesthesia?
Yeah.
I like that. That I like. 'Cause
you were fun after you had a little bit of anesthesia.
Yeah, when I had my colonoscopy.
Yeah, because you asked if there was such a color as neon gray.
Yeah, that I enjoy. That I seem to take to quite well.
Yeah, you seemed, like, pretty good on it.
So maybe that's what I need, is a gas canister. Maybe you should study to be an anesthesiologist.
Okay, sure.
Bring your work home with you and just, like, every night you can put me to bed.
Mm.
You could, like, actually determine my bedtime. You could be like, it's bedtime, get in bed, you put the mask on me, and then I'm out for the night.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if the cat's running around, doesn't matter, you know, if I'm a little restless. Doesn't matter if I just can't, you know, everyone's like, oh, don't go to bed after looking at screens and stuff. Yeah. It doesn't fucking matter if you just get knocked out every night.
If that trumpet player is playing.
Oh, my God. The trumpeter. He's back.
Yeah.
I hate that kid. It just seems like he's got no sense of time. Like, he, you know, sometimes he's playing at 8:30 in the morning. Sometimes he's playing at, like, midnight. It's all over the map.
I would expect people to have more of a schedule of I'm going to practice at this time every day.
Yeah, like, I kind of wouldn't be surprised if it's like, this guy's a real late-night motherfucker and just always playing his goddamn trumpet at 12:30.
But he wakes up early to do it, too.
Oh, I know. And wouldn't you think, for how much he's practicing, he'd be better?
You would think.
I mean, sometimes he sounds better than others, but you know what? He's like, when he's practicing, I think his practice, he needs someone to teach him how to practice the trumpet. Because I'm like, you gotta like play some shit. You can't just play scales. A scale and then wait 5 minutes and then play another scale. And he's just like fucking around, like making noises.
I know.
He's like a little kid who never learned how to play the trumpet, and there's one just laying around. He's like, check this out.
Yeah. I really want to see, like, I'm assuming he's in school for this.
I would hope so.
And I just want to sit down and whenever he's playing for his teacher to hear what his teacher thinks of his performance.
Yeah.
Like, is he getting discouraged? Because I would think so.
Well, I'm like, there's definitely something to be said for practice, but this is like if you were practicing baseball and all you practiced was throwing the ball up in the air 2 feet above you and catching it.
Yeah.
Like, and that was it. And you're just, you know, I wonder why I'm not getting very good at baseball. Fucking idiot. I hate that kid. Is there a weather emergency?
No, I think there's an Amber Alert.
Oh, God. This is the point where we get to find out that mine is turned off because I'm a heartless bastard.
Let's see.
Where's it for, South Dakota?
Yeah, it's an Amber Alert.
Well?
Oh, they're going southbound on a highway near us, but we're not on that.
I turned mine off because it went off at like 2 in the morning, and it was for an Amber Alert for Durango, which is like a 7.5 hour drive. They had left Durango sometime in the last, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I was just like, even if they were on a fucking plane, they wouldn't be here yet. Like, come on. Also, it seems like these Amber Alerts are pretty much always, parents got divorced, dad has kidnapped the kid.
Right.
Quote, unquote. And, you know, then they find him and return the kid to mom.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're fine. It's not... I just don't see them where it's like, I wish it would say on there, can I opt in for the Amber Alerts where it's like, listen, this kid got picked up by a fucking guy in a van and
right,
we don't know where they are.
Yeah.
Like, this is fucked up and we need, you know.
Maybe they should have Amber Alert and then Stranger Danger.
Yeah, or like, you know, they call it Pennywise Alert.
Ooh.
It's like, look, this kid went down in the sewer with a clown. Okay, then I'll keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
Even if it's 8 hours away, I'll be like, well, we're talking about like the mystic arts here. I'll keep an eye out for that. That's of personal interest to me. So that's something. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like, not to say that a dad kidnapping a kid is gonna be great, but it's just sort of a... It seems like they usually have a pretty quick way to resolve that. It seems like they get that figured out pretty quick. In my opinion. In Peter's opinion. I don't know. I guess if I had a kid and they went missing, I would be pissed that people had their Amber Alerts turned off.
Yeah. I would too.
Now, do they do this for, like, old people too?
I don't think so.
They do, like,
the
silver
alert is just for a kiddo.
But I know they have that, like, silver alert, like, where it's an old person, but it doesn't seem like that broadcasts quite as wide. It's not as wide of a net. If you live like in New York or something, Amber Alert must be like constant, right? Because if you've got that many million people in your geographic range.
But I don't know, because Colorado is a pretty populated state.
Yeah.
And this is, I mean, this one was for Pueblo.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. It's in Pueblo, and it's like, that's fucking 4 hours from here.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, you know what? Give me the Amber Alert when it's like, hey, this kid's been missing for 3 hours now, And so they could be headed your way.
Yeah.
But it's like they're going south from Pueblo, so they're going away from us. And, you know, it's, who knows how old. It's like, I'm not going to see this kid. I'm not going to spot this fucking car. I'm not going to do anything. Also, I'm the worst at that. Like, I was driving the other day, and there was a warning up on the thing that was like, hit and run with a black Land Rover, and here's the license plate number. And I was like, all right, I'm going to try and remember it before the next sign. Couldn't fucking remember it at all. Like,
very
at
good
all.
At that. Yeah, you're not good, because whenever you came to pick us up in Phoenix, you were like, I don't know, I'm in a red Chevy, and it was, or a red Ford.
Yeah.
And it was a Chevy, and the, like, logo is emblazoned on the steering wheel that you were staring at.
Yeah. Well, I got in the car and didn't realize I'd have to identify what kind of car
right,
it was
for
in
us
for anyone
to,
else.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't fucking know. Some ugly-ass red car. I felt like a goddamn woman. Didn't
Whoa.
Know. I was like, a red car.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's cool.
It's fine.
How it is. Yeah.
I can say it. It's fine.
I can. You're here. So basically, the only reason I have other people on here is so that I can say stuff against
offensive.
Whatever type of person they are. Yeah.
Okay.
So I can be offensive and they can say, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I can be like, well, see, there's an alternative voice here calling me out on it. So it's fine. No one else has to, you know, tweet me and tell me about it. Because I'm like, it's cool.
Yeah, someone checked you already.
I paid the price, slapped on the wrist, and we all move on. Yeah, someone told me to check myself before I wreck myself.
So you need to check yourself.
I should check myself?
Yeah.
This is the ultimate frustration because we're stopped right now, and there's a dude walking along the highway.
Who passed
who's
us?
Who's going faster than we are, yeah. I mean, that's...
Yeah, I mean, I can walk 4 miles an hour. Easy.
I know. This is the worst. I need to pass this guy and not see him anymore. Because we're at a red light.
We passed him.
We did, but is he going to catch up again before we get to go?
Chances are high.
Yeah.
But we won't see it because there's 3 semi-trucks.
I know. There's too many trucks. Shouldn't trucks just go at night? Shouldn't they just be night people?
I would think they'd like that better, too.
I would.
Because traffic would be lighter, and then they could drive pretty straight through the night and make it to their destination faster and then pick up the next load and get paid more money.
Yeah, and then you just sleep during the day. Like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
It just seems like you'd spend less time on the road with a bunch of other cars.
Yeah, no one likes traffic. Who likes traffic?
Nobody. Idiots. That's when people would be like, oh, I like driving. And I'm like, no, you don't.
No.
You like driving like a car commercial, which is not like driving at all. If you want to talk about, you know, how they do ads that are like lifestyle fantasy, car commercial. Because they're like flying around in the mountains.
No. Period. Tampon commercials.
Oh, those are great.
That's those fantasy great. Life. No lady is like twirling around in a white dress. Jumping on a trampoline, frolicking in the beach waves.
I wish my best day was like the day that these people are having when they are on their period.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, so basically you have a little party every month. When, no. Or like, what, if this is what your life is like when you're on your period, what is it like the other fucking 25
yeah,
days
like
of the month?
Yeah, like how hysterically happy are you?
What, are you in fucking Cirque du Soleil? Like, what is going on? That this is what you're doing when you're like, you know, hey, I don't let my period bring me down. And it's like, yeah, but, I mean, does it boost you up? Are you having, like, some kind of hormonal boosting that causes you to just be so fucking happy all the time? That's the thing, right? Like, a realistic tampon commercial would be, like, somebody sitting at work, and they're just like, I mean, I'm on my period, but it's fine.
Yeah, like...
I'm tolerating it fine.
Yeah.
It's not bothering me a lot.
Not worried about staining a chair.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not in a white dress doing backflips on a trampoline.
No, but I can wear
kickboxing
like
and
gray colored pants and not be panicked about it.
Right. Light gray pants and not be like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why it's like where these chicks are always wearing these white shorts and
also,
shit.
Also, like, are women on these commercial creating, like, teams... So, like, is it men that are making these?
Teams?
Like, yeah, if you're making a commercial. Oh. I assume commercials are made with more than just one
like
person.
Are the people shooting the commercial yeah, and like, stuff men?
Yeah, like brainstorming.
Like inventing. Okay, let's see. What represents being like happy and free?
Yeah.
Let's do kickboxing at a gym. Let's do wearing white shorts. Let's do...
Like, I just don't... I don't understand why they think that that's a way to sell that product.
I mean, what would be better, like, someone's cuddling with their cat, and their cat's being cute, and they're like, well, I don't have to get up every 4 hours.
No, I think what you just said about... See, this is why you should be a marketing creative person. Sitting at a desk at work in light-colored gray pants, and then get up and show their butt and be like, no leaks.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah, or maybe it would just be good if they're sitting at work talking in the camera and it's silent for and they're typing for yeah. like 10 seconds. And then they just turn to the camera and they're like, oh, I'm on my period right now, but not it's a big fine. Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look, I'm not going to start exercising on the beach.
Because that's like a true representation of what the product is like.
You and I both read Grunt by Mary Roach.
Yes, I finished it like 20 minutes ago.
And there was a part in there about periods, because it was talking about, like, baiting polar bears.
Sharks, and right? yes.
And sharks, yeah, because it was like, is it dangerous for a woman to be, like, swimming while she's on her period?
Right,
and it was and like, not really.
There's never been evidence of that. But polar bears are disgusting, like, savage creatures.
They would basically do something. They were, like, putting different bait out for polar bears.
Yeah,
and
they
would be,
soaked
like, beef or whatever. Yeah. And one of them would be basically a used tampon.
Uh-huh.
And the polar bears went apeshit for that.
Yes.
Bear shit. They loved it. And they would, like, attack it.
Yeah, they ate it.
Yeah. And it was, like, one of the few things they ate. Like,
well,
they
I think, didn't they soak tampons in, like,
fish
menstrual and, blood like, and, like...
Yeah, and then
normal
like
blood
regular
and,
blood.
Yeah, and it was like the normal blood and period blood that was. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, and other bears didn't seem to really care.
No, but polar
but
bears,
polar
are,
bears
insane.
Are into menstrual blood big time. Human menstrual blood.
I mean, so whenever you see those polar bears floating on a thing of ice, I get real sad and like climate change and stuff. But that definitely made me a little less sad to see that.
Because you're like, well,
like,
fuck
well, you're monsters, so.
Yeah, they want to eat your unborn baby.
Ugh.
Or I don't know what that means exactly. I don't know. How is it possible that polar bears have evolved
right?
to want period blood? To be like
know.
Monsters who go after period blood?
That should be a horror movie.
That would be a great horror movie. Like a monster that shows up on your period.
Oh, like kind of like the thing? Like they're up.
Yeah, they're in Antarctica.
Yeah. But not Antarctica. They're
the North Pole.
Yeah. So, like, the reverse of the thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then it's a polar bear monster. And there's a bunch of ladies.
It's basically like The Descent. Except instead of going caving, they're going to the North Pole.
No, and this would be great, too. Because, like, you know how ladies will sync up on their period?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, one gets it. And then she dies. And then everyone's panicked. Because they're like, when's mine going to come? Because it's going to come. Because we're on the same cycle.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah. And so then they're like... I just started, and they're like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, and then someone
like,
else is like, I
them.
Did too.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're like, God damn it.
Yeah.
They kind of did that. Did you ever see that movie Pitch Black?
No.
It's a very underrated, shitty sci-fi horror thing. It's a Vin Diesel movie, one of his first things, where they're on this planet where, you know, it's got like, I don't know, a couple hours of light a day, and then the rest it's complete darkness.
Oh.
And they also he is somehow some kind of guy who escaped from a prison that's also a mine, so he's had some kind of surgery where he's able to see in the dark,
right? Yeah.
But during
the trailers.
Day he has to wear welding goggles because
yes.
like the light hurts his eyes so bad.
Yeah.
So then when it turns into nighttime, these horrible creatures come out and kill everybody. And they can smell blood, and so something that happens... I'm going to spoil a little bit of the movie.
Yeah, for listeners,
it's like
spoiler
a,
alert.
Fucking 20-year-old movie. It turns out this character that you think is a boy and who's like kind of pretending to be a boy is a girl, and her period starts, so all the monsters are like coming for him because they're like, oh, shit. Anyway, so they kind of did that.
Like
it's
that.
Just not in the polar... region.
I think a polar bear one would be great.
But what if there was like a horror movie that's like it's some kind of gremlinous thing that comes after women when they're on their period? You know what I mean? Like it's just doesn't notice, or it can't track. It's blind or something.
Yeah.
But when you're on your period, it can sense you and follow you. That'd be pretty cool.
I think that would be terrifying.
And they would, you could have a lot of great puns in the reviews about how bloody this and like.
I really like that just for the puns.
Yeah. How it's bloody whatever and a bloody good
time.
It's
bloody terrific.
Oh, there you go. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
And if it was bad, the review could be like, it's an abortive attempt at da da da.
I like that too. That was good.
For some reason, the cars have stopped again.
It is because it is Labor Day weekend.
Oh, it is Labor Day weekend. Yes. I forgot about that.
And it's 5
But
o'clock.
It's Thursday.
But it's 5 o'clock.
It's 4:52.
Yeah, but that's close enough. And people probably take Friday off too.
I gotta pee.
Oh, geez.
We knew this was going to happen.
I didn't know that. Oh, you've only had like half of your small drink.
I know. I haven't drank a lot. I kind of had to pee right after we left the house, and I peed right before we left. I just think something about the motion of a car makes me have to pee.
I think like thinking about that you can't pee.
I know. Makes it worse.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I wonder if I was sitting around my apartment right now, if I'd be like, I have to pee, or if I'd be thinking, I'm fine.
I get panicky about it before bed even because I'm like, I don't want to get up again.
Panic at the Pisco. I do too. I get more panicked at your house because I just feel like getting up at your house is more difficult for me than at my house because I don't know why.
We have to go around the bed.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
It's kind of narrow.
Boy, that
right
sure
there.
Is lazy, isn't it?
It's narrow right
like,
there.
I got to walk all the way around this fucking bed.
I don't know. I've stubbed my toe a bunch of times at your place, so I get walking around.
That's true. Maybe that's it, because it's just like I'm not as sure where I'm going.
Yeah. Usually there's a Sicily around.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's the other thing is like I don't want the cat to settle in and then I get up because then she's going to get up and then she's going to be crazy the rest of the night. That would be another good one. You have a horror movie where it's a monster, but it's like as long as you stay in bed, it's fine. But then if you get out of bed, that's when it attacks. Okay. Well, I think that's an episode. How was it for you?
Fun. I haven't done this in a long, long time.
I know, and you've only done it a couple times.
I think so,
You should do it more often.
I'm up for that.
And it's not just me talking and frothing. And
frothing.
Yeah, doing all that stuff. Frolfing. All right. Any final thoughts, final words?
No, I've done more words of wisdom.
I always ask that, and then no one has any, so I should just stop asking that. I should just be like, it's over, fuck off, don't say anything
else. But then you won't ask it, and someone will have something, so...
That's true, that's how it works. That's true. Okay, well, I'll make a decision.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye. You're not gonna say it, somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. Asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone thugs and are they in harm?